You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to Monday, which has turned out to be a rather beautiful Monday all of a sudden. And that's always good. And in studio, I mean, we're covered up with the B team, which is not like a B team, but we got the Butters and the Big Rig. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just chilling. You're just out chilling here. Right Big now. Rig's got it taken care of. So
Big Rig, do you know where all the buttons are?
I know where most of them are.
Oh, you got a mic button?
I know where most of them are.
That was like an epic moment. Oh, yeah. I ask you if you know all the buttons are and you forgot to turn your mic on. But
classic.
Anyway,
so I'm enjoying the are we on the seventh winter of, is this a winter?
Yes.
Or are we still a partial spring?
I think we're in sprinter right now.
Sprinter.
I'm pretty sure it's a sprinter. That's where we are, is sprinter. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you too, by the way. We got former state senator and congressional candidate Dick Brubaker coming on at 3 o'clock. He's running for the AL District 2. Right now, he is the Republican front runner. So we'll talk to Dick Brubaker at 3 o'clock and get the lay of the land from him on the campaign season. And then I got a triple dipper and even a mini dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So first out the gate, I'm going to do a mini dipper. I'm calling an audible, just so you know, we got troops in contact. And I don't feel like, as I prepared the show yesterday, I went ahead and got most of my work done yesterday so I could have a morning meeting without having to worry about that. Well, this morning, we're learning more and more about troops in contact, and we have three service members who are dead and 30 others wounded. So, yeah, I'm going to take a few minutes, and we're going to talk about that, which is not part of my late-on agenda for the day, but I cannot let this day go by and not cover down on that a bit. So, yeah, number one is going to be a mini-dipper talking about troops in contact. Number two, which is technically dipper number one, we're doing, I'm calling it political persuasion. Who's out there running? What are they saying? What's happening in this campaign season? Because, oh, by the way, and just in case you hadn't noticed, we're barely 30 days away from the Alabama primaries. They actually call it March Madness. It's the big Southern primary. A lot of states all in one day. I think it's March 5th. So you guys stay tuned. We'll talk about political persuasions. And then number two, hiring the best. What? How do you possibly look at the U.S. military, even our service academies, or for that matter, the FBI, or the CIA, or our State Department, and figure they have hired the best when you know they're hiring based upon DEI? No, not the military. Yes. You wait till I tell you, it's going to curl your hair. Number two, hiring the best. And then number three, I'm calling it the wages of wokeness. So what happens when these policies all get put in place? What do you expect to have happen? Is your company going to thrive? Is the best of all of us going to be, you know, advanced to the next level? Are we going to see things the way we believe they should be seen? Or are we going to get handed the wages of wokeness? And yeah, I'll tell you all about that. Number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, as always, that Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground in our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week at all their locations, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six other locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, they'll see all ages, and they are there for you, and they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Well, so let me jump in here and just say, I've got a book on my shelf at home, and it's a really unique one. The book, if you've ever seen it, I hope you have, it's called Out of Captivity. It's a great read about an amazing story, and it's a true story, by the way, about three men who were working as contractors for the Department of Defense in counter-drug operations in Colombia back in around early 2003. The three men's names were Thomas Howes, Keith Stanzel, and Mark Gonsalves. They were all part of a mission called the Southern Reconnaissance Systems, and they were under contract through Northrop Grumman. Their mission involved air operations searching out drug cartel labs deep in the jungles of Colombia. The program was very successful. Some of the pilots, though, began to complain that they were getting pushed further and further out in an effort to deliver good intel on drug labs. Well, in February 2003, the plane that was carrying Howes and Stansel and Gonsalves, along with one other American and a Colombian intel officer, it went down to the jungles, and they were immediately captured by the FARC guerrillas. Whole areas of the country at that time were off limits to the actual government as the FARC waged their on-again, off-again war against the leadership of Colombia. The FARC are Marxist guerrillas, and they've been hiding in the jungles now and waging little mini-battles periodically, but they mostly just get by on drug running and hostage taking. Well, the FARC had captured all five members of the crew, but the other two members, they were executed immediately. And the FARC then took Howes and Stansel and Gonsalves and marched them off into the jungle, where they remained on the move on a near daily basis for the next 5.5 years. 5.5 years as hostages, because the FARC thought that surely someday somebody's going to pay a ransom. They were eventually lumped in with a number of other hostages, and the group was moved day after day after day after day. The book talks about the deprivations they endured, the relationships they formed with each other, the ways they got through it all, the tricks they learned to make their time pass, and the constant wondering as to whether they would ever make it home. In late 2008, Colombian forces, augmented by U.S. Special Operations and intelligence personnel, staged a mission called Operation Jacques. And after 5.5 years, the hostages, including Howe and Stansel and Gonsalves, they were finally rescued. But something you may find interesting also is that there was an Alabama connection to the eventual rescue of the hostages. It turns out that the U.S. Special Forces were conducting deep jungle reconnaissance, were the first ones to put eyes on Americans. And those Special Forces were Green Berets that came from Alabama's 20th Special Forces Group, headquartered right here in Birmingham. For up to 3 days, a team of Green Berets from the 20th Group kept sending back sit reps saying they were encountering a large group of FARC who appeared to have three English-speaking American men being held captive among them. It was that sighting that led to the mission that liberated them. But listen, the reason I tell you that story is in part because of the story itself, but also because of the book. The book, Out of Captivity, it tells the story of those three Americans in a unique way. It's far more than just a story. You see, the book recounts the experiences from the view of all three men, Howes and Stansel and Gonsalves. But it tells it all in real time. It's not like one chapter is Howes and one chapter is Stansel. Each of them get to tell the story together. So you might be reading a chapter and an event is described, and Howes talks about the gripping and riveting detail of it, but then the page will actually stop and a new paragraph starts, and it's Gonsalves, and he's telling you the exact same scene, but from his own vantage point. It's a unique version of storytelling. It's all three perspectives telling the same story, each one with his own nuances. In one example, Stansel talks about a conversation he had with one of the other hostages, a female Colombian politician, who he felt was being manipulative and putting the Americans at risk, asking the FARC guard to separate them from the main group. Stansel was mad. He saw it not only as a threat, but also a moral issue. But 5 pages later, Howes picks up and relates that he wasn't near as mad because his perspective was too colored by the fact that at least they weren't on the daily march at that moment. They had more food than usual. And then Gonsalves chimes in, giving the situation his own memories, talked about how it made him sick to his stomach when he realized, as he met them, that a number of the hostages they were now with had been held in captivity for up to 4 years already. It's an amazing book. It's made even more amazing by getting all three perspectives at one time. Each man had a different background in life before they were thrown together in the jungle, and that different background, it had a direct impact on the way they viewed their situations. Even when the situation was identical, they had their own viewpoints, and it comes out really clearly in the book. It's amazing to tell. That's an important piece, really. See, the fact is, we all have our own perspectives. Sometimes it's just a viewpoint. Sometimes it's just a thought or an idea or a perception that's colored by the way that we were raised or our faith or the things that we've done professionally. The fact is that one viewpoint can be different from the other does not mean it's less necessary or effective. You know, I come on this show every day with an effort to be prepared to discuss the events of the day. My goal is to give you all the ammunition you need to have the answers when people ask or ideas about understanding our times better. But listen, as much as I may try to prepare and think through the issues, the fact is that at least once a day, usually more, somebody calls or texts the show and says something that even sheds a new light on it just for me. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times one of my guests or a caller or one of you right side ruffians out there will say something, I'll find myself wishing that I had thought to say that myself. It's because we all have our own perspective. We have a view. We have a vantage point. It's colored by our own experiences. And other perspectives, they matter. Your perspective matters. It doesn't matter whether we fully agree or not. Sometimes we just really need to hear another view. The poet Oscar Wilde, he once said, quote, "The optimist sees the donut, but the pessimist sees the hole." Yeah, so every once in a while, the optimist needs the pessimist and vice versa. We have to see all the angles, especially now in this crazy time and headed into this crazy year. Now, I'm praying for peace to break out in 2024, but I have to remind myself to see all the angles, to not assume anything, to never get so wrapped up in my own viewpoint that I refuse to acknowledge or recognize that there could be a perspective that I might need to help me navigate through it. And I'm not talking about sacrificing my principles, not at all. I'm not suggesting that you should be squishy and start blowing with the wind. What I'm talking about is standing on the rock of my beliefs, my faith, my principles, but recognizing that if acting on them my way is not getting it done, there might be another way to accomplish the same goals, and I can only get there if I ask for somebody else to tell me things, or critique me, or give me accountability, or share their ideas. Bear Bryant once said, quote, he said, "Beware of yes men. Generally, they are losers. Surround yourself with winners and never forget that people win." What he was saying was that only seeing things through your lens can get you stuck in a single-track plan that isn't always successful. Sometimes it takes multiple perspectives to win the war. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, so there you have it. Great book, by the way, Out of Captivity. I highly recommend it. It's an interesting, different kind of read. It tells you a story from three different views all at the same time. But that's the way we are. And I'm not talking about I have to adopt some moderate tendencies. No, what I'm saying is we conservatives can stand on our principles but have different versions and ideas about how to get them done. And it works. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.